Do you suffer from nomophobia? Well, a new study suggests that it's quite likely. And on the phone to talk about it is Mark DiGiacomo from Huawei. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, firstly, what is nomophobia?
Well, the definition of nomophobia is the fear of being without access to a working cell phone. So it's basically the fear of being without your phone.
Wow. And you've done a bit of research. Huawei's done some research and discovered that this is a real problem in Australia. What sort of numbers have you come up with?
Yeah, actually, well, we were really interested in this nomophobia. We'd heard a lot through our partners and through consumer research, and we wanted to find out a little bit more. So we did a survey and we found some really interesting results. So surprisingly, more than a quarter of the population, so that 28% of the population, admit that nomophobia has the potential to ruin their day. So being without their phone can actually have a significant impact on their state of mind and how they're feeling. And what was interesting as well was 96% of Aussies admit to carrying their phone with them at all times. So we're sort of addicted to our mobile phones, and it's really driving a fear of it amongst the nation when we don't have it with us.
Amazing. All of these things are connected. I mean, we've got low battery syndrome, where people will do desperate things just to charge up their phones. And I guess that leads into nomophobia. And I guess this could kind of also lead into fear of missing out, right?
Yeah, so nomophobia is actually directly linked to FOMO or the fear of missing out. Mm. So what the research told us was that 37% of Aussies are basically feeling disconnected from the world without their mobile phone. So, and 24% of them admit feeling anxious about missing key moments in their lives. So, yeah, the two are directly correlated, and it's really this fear of being without your mobile phone and missing out on all the things that your mobile phone provides you with, e.g. information, connection to the world, and so on.
Okay, but I guess, it's an interesting situation because there are times where you want to go out, but you don't actually want to be holding a phone or having a phone in your pocket or anything. But you know, you want the best of both worlds. You still want to be connected. So how do we get around that? How do you leave the house without your phone and not be disconnected? I feel that we're about to talk about the Huawei Watch 2, right?
Yeah. So we commissioned the survey in conjunction with the launch of the Watch 2, which is the first 4G SIM-enabled smartwatch on the market. So there are a lot of other smartwatches out there, but the Huawei Watch actually allows you to put a SIM card in there so it can act independently from a mobile phone. Now, I just want to be clear, whilst it will work without a mobile phone, it is still reliant on a mobile phone, and it's not a pure substitute for a mobile phone. But what the Huawei Watch 2 enables you to do is, say, for example, you're going out at night and you're going out to dinner with friends and wanting to go out afterwards, you can leave your phone at home and you can receive phone calls on your through your smartwatch and essentially just through a Bluetooth-enabled earpiece, you can make and receive calls. You can receive your notifications, so SMS. You can get access to your updates from social media, be it through Facebook or through Instagram, or even your instant messaging services, be it WhatsApp or any of those services. So essentially all the applications that you have on your smartphone, or the majority of them, you can also have on your smartwatch, and therefore it enables you to act independently of your smartphone for a period of time. Now, when you're in 4G mode and you're just running on the watch, it obviously consumes a lot more power.
Yep.
But generally, it will get you through a night, so maybe 4 or 5 hours through a night, or maybe a bit more. Or you could be on a run and you could go for a run, and basically it also is a high-end running watch with GPS built in, so and a lot of running applications, so you could be going for your run out there. And you can receive all those things whilst you're on that run. So it's not a replacement, as I said, but it allows you to do a lot of things that you currently do on your mobile phone.
Okay, just talking about actually receiving calls on it. So you need to have the Bluetooth earpiece, or can you be like the secret agent and be holding the phone up to your mouth or to your ear?
You can go into secret agent mode, and we have a funny one with Kit from Knight Rider. Yes, yeah, it has a speaker built into it, so you can actually hear the voice and speak back into it. But I guess for privacy and things like that, if you want to get the full effect, you have the Bluetooth earpiece there to cover that.
Okay, and also in terms of getting the social media feeds, can you then input? So can I post from the watch as well, or is it more just about reading what's coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it does have some limitations around what you can repost. It does allow you to do some simple replies, but nothing too extensive. So it's more for just consuming information rather than sharing.
Okay, so this is designed more for when you either have it not in 4G mode and just have it as your sort of your fitness style smartwatch, or if you wanted to put it into 4G mode, you could slip your SIM card out of your mobile phone, stick it into the watch, and away you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So you generally run two SIM cards, so one in the phone and one in the watch.
Yep.
And that enables then to utilize all the settings that you've got on your phone onto your watch as well, so you don't have to recalibrate. But yeah, it essentially allows you then, as an extension of what your smartphone allows you to do, without having to have your smartphone with you.
Okay, Mark, so for anyone maybe suffering from nomophobia and want to consider a Huawei Watch 2, where can they get more information or where do they buy one?
Yeah, they can go to the Huawei Australia website and find more information. It's also available through Vodafone, Amaysim and Via at the moment.
Brilliant. Mark DiGiacomo from Huawei, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
No worries. Thank you very much.